Good evening. In the news tonight, the fight over cell phone encryption, efforts to counter contamination in New York State's water, and a look at the effect of easing welfare benefits in the city. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Thursday, February 18th, 2016.
We feel a significant obligation to help our customers protect their information.
Picture this. A New Yorker goes out of the country on vacation. He leaves his iPhone on a bus. He goes back quickly, but the phone isn't where he sat. No one seems to know where it is. Days later, he gets the phone back, and his data, his personal information, his photos, his contact list, it's all safe. That's because after repeated attempts to unlock the device by the iPhone thief, the device shut down. And this is exactly why the FBI is taking Apple to court, to get the company to produce software that would help federal investigators hack into an iPhone. They want the company to disable security measures that prevent attempts to guess the phone's passcode. The iPhone at issue is one used by a terrorist in San Bernardino, California's mass shooting, which killed 14. But according to Evan Greer with Fight for the Future, that's a digital rights nonprofit, what the government is asking Apple to do is not to give them information off of one phone.
It's to fundamentally break the one of the most important security features that protects all of their users. So what the government's actually asking to do here isn't going to make us safer. It's actually going to make us less safe. It's going to make us more vulnerable to cyber attacks, more vulnerable to hacking, more vulnerable really to the types of attacks that the government claims they're trying to prevent.
As officials and digital rights advocates line up on both sides of the encryption issue, Manhattan DA Cy Vance gives a news conference today with Bill Bratton, NYPD's commissioner. Vance says his office has 175 iPhones which can't be opened because of encryption. He says he doesn't believe it should be up to Apple whether or not it cooperates with law enforcement. Meanwhile, Apple CEO Tim Cook warns that creating software allowing the FBI to unlock the San Bernardino suspect's phone would create a backdoor that would make millions of other phones vulnerable to hackers and criminals. In a talk with the Wall Street Journal, Cook says you can't have a backdoor only for the good guys.
Any backdoor is something that bad guys can exploit. And so there's just no such thing as that. Technically, I think you can talk to anybody that really has deep technical skills, and I think that the vast majority would agree to that statement. The other thing we've said is that we think encryption is a must in today's world. You know, I wish it didn't have to be like that, but that is what it is. I mean, things happen every day. So how do you address that? For our mainstream customer, they don't want to have to figure out how to do that. You know, I mean, it's hard for companies to decide how to do that. It's hard for our government to decide how to do that. And so we feel a significant obligation to help our customers protect their information. And the only way we know how to do that is to encrypt.
Yesterday, according to Greer at Fight for the Future, there was a spontaneous rally at the Apple store in San Francisco in support of Cook's position.
And we're having more rallies on this coming Tuesday, a week from the date of the court order that's attempting to force Apple to degrade their own product on the FBI's behalf. And that's going to be at Apple stores all around the country at 5:30 p.m. local time on Tuesday. So we're asking people to turn out for those, to bring their phones. We have a website, protestsign.org, that can turn your phone or laptop or tablet into a protest sign. So you can just bring your phone and hold it up. And we'll be spreading the word about that to the media around the country.
Apple is resisting on the ground that if forced by the courts to hack their own users, the government could be emboldened to force the company to build surveillance software to intercept all sorts of messages, access health records or financial data, track locations, or even access the iPhone's microphone or camera without one's knowledge. In New York City, critics say that under Mayor Bill de Blasio, the city is easing requirements on welfare benefits, leading to more people relying on government assistance. The city, though, says it's taking a smarter, more efficient approach that will lead to long-term employment for enrollees. Ben Max from Gotham Gazette reports.
The de Blasio administration is more than halfway through an ambitious overhaul of its welfare system that was initiated last year and is drawing strong reactions. Mayor Bill de Blasio and HRA Commissioner Stephen Banks did away with strict work requirements for people seeking public assistance and established a more conciliatory framework focused on workforce preparation, created new metrics to gauge their progress, and decided to be less punitive. Banks calls it a more humane approach, but critics from conservative think tanks and prior administrations under Mayors Bloomberg and Giuliani believe the system is taking a step back to the bad old days when welfare rolls swelled, and they say the system encouraged people to be dependent on the government, and they argue it perpetuated poverty. But the key aspect to the debate over welfare cash assistance reform is that Banks is now giving people more options in terms of education and training. We won't know fully how successful these reforms are for at least another 6 months to a year, as Banks hasn't even fully implemented them yet. For WBAI, this is Ben Max from Gotham Gazette.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York.
This is something that nobody should have to deal with. Everybody should have clean water.
Flint, Michigan Mayor Karen Weaver at the Conference of Mayors warning other cities to be mindful of their water supplies.
It continues to be a disaster for us because we don't know at which point we will be able to drink the water yet. And so I hope other cities from around the country take note about what has happened in Flint. Start monitoring what's going on with your water, the infrastructure, and don't let this happen where you live.
Residents of Flint, Michigan were exposed to high lead levels after drinking water which switched from Lake Huron to the Flint River, and now the health crisis is deepening. A report from the Michigan Department of Community Health reveals that Flint River water contains high levels of PFCs, that's perfluorinated compounds. The chemicals are linked to many health problems, immune suppression, thyroid disease, cancers, and dangerous levels, which have also been found in our own backyard in Hoosick Falls. That's an upstate village where toxic chemicals from a factory leaked into the drinking water. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're dealing with a situation in a town called Hoosick Falls, which had a plant that did manufacturing and left a residue of a chemical called PFOA. It was not a regulated chemical, so we didn't test for it for many, many years. EPA recently decided we should test for it. They set one limit that was the recommended limit, and we tested for that. They then changed the limit, actually multiplied it by four. So there's been all sorts of variants. And there's now a real scare in Hoosick Falls about the quality of the water, and they're drinking bottled water, and we're doing a rapid fire study of filtration and what's the appropriate remedy, looking for alternative water sources.
Governor Cuomo discussed water testing and remediation today on Long Island. He announced a new state water quality rapid response team. It's being led by the state's health and environmental commissioners. The team is going to coordinate rapid responses to emergencies like Hoosick Falls. Meanwhile, the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver, is fighting to remove all lead pipes. Governor Cuomo says there's nothing unusual about an older city having an older infrastructure and lead pipes.
The quality of water being demeaned by the infrastructure system itself. So even if you have a quality water source, by the time you run it through a municipal water system that may be aging, you may contaminate the water source just through that infrastructure itself.
Cuomo says the state is addressing issues on Long Island, like with the former Grumman Aerospace Base. He says a plume from the 600-acre property in Bethpage, which used to manufacture military parts, is suffering from the stain of the manufacturing era. Monitoring, which began today, will look for harmful chemicals associated with the plume. It's deep underground, and it's believed to be moving southward. New York State is also seeking to regulate the mulch industry in Suffolk County because there are contaminants found near some of the mulch and compost facilities with levels of heavy metals 160 times higher than what is considered safe. A public comment period opens for draft regulations over the mulch industry next week. Also, $6 million is being directed to study management of groundwater resources on Long Island. And that's the WBAI Evening News for Thursday, February 18, 2016. The news was produced with Ben Max of Gotham Gazette and Reggie Johnson from WBAI's Brooklyn studio. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. Thanks for listening.